Pod 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead for housekeeping.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering if I could get smoke detection inhibited in the airlock, node 1, and node 3 for some vacuuming.
Good morning, Chris. We'll put airlock node 1, node 3 in work. Stand by.
Thank you very much.
Station 2 for housekeeping. Airlock node 1, node 3 smoke detectors are inhibited.
Copy all. Thank you very much. We'll let you know when we're done.
Houston, station 2 for housekeeping.
Go ahead for housekeeping.
Hey, took a little break in there, but we finally finished the aft half of station, so we're good to have smoke detection re-enabled in node 1, node 3, and the airlock.
Okay, copy. We'll put that in work. And while I have you, I have a follow-up question regarding the state of the questionable omelet that was reported yesterday, and on just make sure it was double-bagged and where you guys put that.
That is a great point. I need to double bag that, but do you have a place you would like me to put it once I will double bag it right now?
I don't have a particularly preferred location. You guys can let us know and I'll just pass that on to ISO.
Okay, actually they are double bagged already and they are currently in Jessica's hand. We will put them we'll put them in Labport 6 for now, but maybe if it makes sense to put them in with the suspect hygiene towels, maybe that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just debating if that potentially were the omelets opened ever?
Negative. The one that we photoed, the outer packaging was open, but the inner plastic bag is still sealed.
Hey, that's good enough for me. I don't think there'll be any cross-contamination if anyone is going to investigate that. So I think your idea of putting it with the towels is a solid one.
Copy that. Yeah, we'll put it in with where the suspect hygiene towels are, and at some point we will also do a checking of the rest of the eggs, and we'll see how that all goes.
Okay, sounds good. And I understand we are uplinking the Olympics, and USA Canada is about to start in a few minutes.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that'll be great to watch.
Station on 2 for housekeeping.
Good morning. Go for housekeeping.
Good morning. Could you please disable smoke detection in node 2 and the lab for vacuuming?
Node 2 and the lab in work. Stand by. And correction, it is no longer morning.
It is for you guys, so thank you.
Station Houston on 2. Node 2 and lab smoke detection are inhibited.
Copy. Thank you. Houston Station on 2 for housekeeping.
Good afternoon. Go on 2 for housekeeping.
No, Allison. You guys are go to re-enable smoke detection in the lab and the 2.
All right. We will put that in work.
Thank you. Great hearing your voice.
Station Houston on 2. We have re-enabled smoke detection in node 2 and the lab.
Station copies all. The no smoking sign is up. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for hatch shield inspection.
Go ahead on 2 for hatch shield inspection.
Hey, Allison. Yeah, we just kind of wanted a second opinion up here. Was just looking at the JLP hatch seal, and I definitely don't see anything that I think would actually interfere with the sealing surface. Like, there's no big pieces of pod or anything like that. But this one is definitely has a higher accumulation of dust and kind of schmutz that I think is, I'm sure, just because of the hygiene use of this module. But I just kind of wanted to think your opinion. We're kind of weighing, actually vacuuming and doing all that can, of course, further exacerbate or, isn't great for the seals. Of course, we want to clean it if there's something that's really big, but kind of looking for a opinion of whether or not it's worth vacuuming that one because of the extra stuff accumulating, or if it's preferred to just leave it if it's not something that's interfering with the sealing surfaces.
All right, copy the question. Give me a couple of minutes to ask some questions down here, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you, and happy to field any follow-ups if you got them. Thanks.
Copy all.
This is station on 2 for hatch seal inspection follow-up.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, Allison, just to give you a little bit of an update, we kind of had some verification from two other crew members, and we looked at it a little bit more, and I think, you know, like I said, it's a little bit schmutzier than some of the other ones, but nothing that's actually on the seal, and, you know, maybe a couple water splashes, like, in the area, but again, nothing on the seal, so I think our analysis is that we would leave it so that, you know, we don't actually wear out the seals further by cleaning them, but happy to take any other words if you guys have them later, and I'll wait for those.
Okay, yeah, copy all. I'm actually on the phone with OSO right now, and we were saying you could try to use the lint-free absorbent paper that's called out there in the stow note if you think that'll help, but we agree that it sounds like it's going to continue to accumulate because of the location with the hygiene happening there. It's probably not worth the effort to go through that.
I think that's right. You know, we just by blowing on it, you can dislodge most of the dust that accumulates, and obviously a lot will just end up back there with the bray coat, but I thank you. Enjoy your afternoon.
All right, you as well.
Station on.
Station, this is Huntsville on 2. Flight is stepped off. I've got the ball. How can I help you guys?
Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to fill you guys in. We had a caution go off up here during the LOS, MRM1 smoke detector failure. Checked it out. Everything appears okay in MRM1, and Sergey let me know that they were having some issues with the MRM1 smoke detectors that they were planning on addressing tomorrow. So sounds like it was not expected, but also not unexpected. Just wanted to fill you guys in.
Okay, I copy all is... I see flight walking back up. I'll have her give you a call in just a second.
Yeah, thank you.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for the caution.
Go ahead on 2.
Looks like I picked a bad time to heat up my lunch, but I'm thankful that Pod was able to answer the call for you guys. I tried to get a bit more information from my Russian counterparts, and unfortunately they said they still need to take a look at the data, but they did report that all 3 of the smoke detectors in MRM1 have failed, and so they're continuing to assess what troubleshooting they can perform.
Okay, copy all. Yeah, Sergey and I poked our heads in there. Everything looks okay, and Sergey mentioned that they were troubleshooting some issues or thinking about troubleshooting some issues with the smoke detectors. So sounds good, and keep us advised if there's anything we can do or help with.
All right, will do. Enjoy the off-duty day tomorrow.
Thanks very much. Much appreciated.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for smoke detector troubleshooting.
Sensation, Sophian 2, go ahead.
Yep, sorry to bother you guys. I just wanted to give you a heads up that Moscow is going to try to power cycle the 3 smoke detectors that failed in MRM1. And so with that, there is a chance that the failure message that we saw earlier might re-enunciate.
So do something.